Der Befelder wegen euch verwogen, hey, mit Sehnen, Wind in Regen, fuhren Klezmer zwei. Achidisch, oi achidisch, zog wesen in See. Jiedl mitten Fiedl, Ali mitten Bass, das Leben ist a
The Klezmatics, Ellen Arisa, Joanne Bortz are among the internationally acclaimed performers taking the stage at Yidstock, the Festival of New Yiddish Music, returning to the Yiddish Book Center in Amherst, Massachusetts, Thursday through Sunday. Now in its 13th year, believe it or not, Yidstock showcases both celebrated luminaries and emerging voices in the genre. This year's four-day festival features seven concerts, four hands-on workshops, and nine in-depth talks, all celebrating the rich traditions and contemporary expression of Yiddish music and the language and culture. To tell us more, we welcome our good friend Seth Rogovoy, Yidstock's artistic director. How are you, Seth?
Good morning, Joe. I'm fine, thank you, and it's great to be here and excited about Yidstock starting tomorrow.
Starting tomorrow, we'll go through the schedule here. I also want to welcome one of the featured performers at Yidstock, Eleanor Risa. Good morning, Eleanor. How are you?
Great, Joe. It's so good to be back with you again and to be back up at Yidstock this year.
It's a delight to speak to you again and welcome back. All right, Seth. Lay it on us. How did this particular grouping come together?
Well, that's a great question. You know, each year when I set out to program the following year's lineup, there's a lot of elements that go into choosing which ones. It's good to bring back some favorite performers. It's good to introduce some performers who have never appeared at Yidstock before. It's really fun to welcome back performers who have been there, but in new iterations, new bands, different performers who we've seen separately coming together. That often happens. And, you know, we've got some of all of that over the course of the next 4 days.
When you look, I mentioned just as part of the introduction of a four-day festival, and there's concerts and workshops and talks and all of this going on. So that's a balancing act in and of itself, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, there's, you know, we have all these amazing talents who are assembling at the Yiddish Book Center in Amherst, Mass. And, you know, we want to make the most of having people there, having these different artists there. And sometimes there's spontaneity, like somebody will just unscheduled join up with somebody else's program. And, you know, people who maybe have special programs, it's great to get them in conversation and exploring what it is that motivated them to do these new projects. And then, you know, people just flock to the dance workshops and song workshops, and we have some great speakers every year who illuminate and elaborate on what it is people are going to see and hear over the weekend.
Since she is with us this morning, talk a little bit about Ellen Arisa and why you wanted her back at the festival.
Well, I'm so glad you asked that because,
yeah,
you know,
why did you want me back, Seth?
Careful, Eleanor.
Why? Okie doke, sorry, I'll be quiet.
No, that's all right. We love Eleanor. She's an amazing performer. She's one thing that people may not know. Now, there are people in the, you know, Yiddish music world who did grow up speaking Yiddish, but there are very few, actually. A lot of these performers, especially with younger generations, have come to Yiddish and learned it, some through the music, some through courses of study. Eleanor Risa is one of the very few people to actually grow up, you know, from birth speaking Yiddish. So she brings that. She's a terrific actor, and she's also multifaceted. She's an actor. She's an author, Eleanor wrote a fantastic memoir that came out a few years ago. Yes. And, you know, Eleanor is always game to try something a little bit different musically. So this year, we're going to see Eleanor in kind of a cabaret setting, almost something that recalls the work of Julie London, say, aesthetically, I guess, might be a model. But so anyway, audiences love her, and for very good reason. She has her own concert on Friday at 2 p.m., and then Eleanor will be part of the grand finale on Sunday evening at 7:30, the Great Yiddish-American Songbook with Frank London's Yinglish Orchestra and Singers, among who will be Eleanor Risa.
So, Eleanor, for you, why is it something you like coming back to and to share your work with this incredible audience?
It's, you know, the Yiddish Book Center, for those people who've never been there, is really an extraordinary place on so many different levels. And having a chance to perform there musically is one thing, and is really being surrounded by excellence. And as Seth said, so sometimes I'll get to sing with this band, sometimes I'll get to sing with this band, and who I get to listen to is also extraordinary and really cutting edge and yet authentic and stretching the envelope of what's possible. For me, Yiddstock is very much a home. The whole staff and everyone who's there really makes it an enormous pleasure for me.
And I would assume, this is for both of you, but I'll begin with Eleanor, but it seems like it's both of you, but you learn a lot in the process too, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I do. First of all, as Seth said, like, for me, this is a new band this year. It's we're a trio. We're guitar, bass, and Frank London, who's everything. And it's a bit of a jazz feel. And so it's Yiddish jazz. And the audience that comes, some know us all. They're already kind of fans. And it's, in Yiddish, we call it a machaya. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure, and it's a give and take. And yes, it's enormous learning and growth and fun. And it's just an organization with so much integrity. And I'm always very proud and honored to be asked back. So thanks, Seth.
And so for you, too, as well. It's always a learning opportunity, especially when new things are happening.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a very important and part of the programming the festival each year to perpetuate the music, to encourage creativity. And, you know, everybody who performs at Yiddstock is both deeply immersed in the musical tradition of Yiddish music and klezmer to some extent, depending upon who they are. So that they really have the roots and the tradition down. But this is the festival of new Yiddish music. So one foot, as I like to say, one foot in the shtetl, the other foot in the avant-garde. So these are people who really know the traditional music, but who are also speaking in a very contemporary accent and language for today's audiences. And that can manifest in so many different ways, just in terms of genre blending. You know, there's Yiddish hip-hop sometimes, as Eleanor mentioned, certainly crossover between Yiddish music and jazz will happen now and then. And, you know, and in terms of what we learn and what we're surprised about, is just what any concert goer, you know, comes away with. You don't know exactly what you're going to get. I mean, you have your reliable performers, but even the reliable ones are always stretching and coming to Yiddstock and being encouraged to try new things and to, you know, swap out players and stuff. So as much as I think the programming gives people, you know, a broad and balanced look of old and new, it also lends itself to surprises. So I kind of like think, well, if I'm going to have this band, I know that this person sometimes plays with this other person. So since they're going to be there, why not put them together? That sort of thing. And there's always surprises in that sense, always things like, wow, you know, the wow quotient after certain concerts.
Absolutely. We only have about a minute left, Seth, but I mean, one of the things that is, Clasmatics, of course, have they performed every year?
Just about.
Yep.
Just about.
And for folks who are planning their weekend, what would you recommend of how they navigate all of this cool stuff going on at the festival?
Well, the best thing is to come for all 4 days and see everything.
Short of that,
obviously, Friday, Eleanor Reese's concert on Friday at 2 is going to be terrific. They're all going to be terrific, but just a couple of highlights. Saturday night's concert at 8 o'clock, Michael Winograd, the clarinetist and band leader, brings his band to recreate a landmark mid-20th century klezmer album called Toms, which means dance. And that will certainly be quite an exciting dance concert, which also blends klezmer with jazz. And if I have another minute, rather another 10 seconds.
Go ahead.
You know, Sunday's lineup, we got three concerts Sunday back-to-back. I'd want to point listeners to Joanne Bortz, longtime Yiddish actress and singer. She was in the Yiddish Fiddler on the Roof a few years ago. This is her making her long overdue Yidstock debut with her new program and a new album called Lashon Hara. And for those people who know Yiddish, they'll get the pun. Joanne's a fabulous entertainer. She was one of the cast members of a concert that Eleanor and I put together at Carnegie Hall several years ago, a Yiddish concert. And the culmination of the entire festival Sunday night, the Great Yiddish American Songbook, will feature like the greatest hits of the whole festival in terms of personnel, both singers and musicians, in a brand new program created specifically for Yiddish, mostly by Frank London, who's, you know, just, he's the trumpeter and one of the founders of the Klezmatics. And Frank will be in a lot of the concerts this year because he's so great. Everybody wants him to be a part. And that concert, that Friday, Sunday night concert, is just going to be so exciting and so much fun.
The full schedule of events, including concerts, instrumental, vocal, and dance workshops, artist conversations, talks, and film screenings, is available by going to the website yiddishbookcenter.org/Yidstock. yiddishbookcenter.org/Yidstock. And Seth Rogovoy, Eleanor Reese, I thank you so much for being with us. I hope you have a beautiful, gorgeous weekend, a very special weekend, and I thank you so much for sharing and telling us about it this morning.
Thanks so much, Joe.
Be well. Thank you. Again, you can find out more at yiddishbookcenter.org/Yidstock. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.